We were talking about testimony last week, but also quite often when we're reading the book of Acts. And it keeps coming up that God is taking Paul to places where Paul stands and tells the story of Jesus crucified and who died and was buried and rose again on the third day in fulfillment of the scriptures, and who ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father, who Paul has an individual relationship with, who Paul speaks to and who guides Paul and who shows up beside him and gives him instruction throughout this book that we're reading, the book of Acts. And we're coming to the end of it. Do you see the end in sight? I mean, we're sitting here, and I think it's probably next week to finish the book of Acts. But this week, I want to start with this verse that you know already. Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. People like when Jesus said that. And we know that this is spoken by a man who will, in fact, lay down his life. Who says, I no longer call you servants or slaves, I call you friends. Slaves don't know what their master is doing, but I'm telling you what's happening beforehand, right? Jesus also said to his disciples, by this all people will know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another. And we're going into the depths of that idea in the Bible study that happens on Thursday night called Love Works. And there's a workbook that's associated with it. If you haven't gotten one, you can still get one. I think I can go to the printer and get a handful more, you know. And so it's been really helpful for the people who are in the groups. We had four tables out on the first and second night. And then there's been a little bit of dwindling, or people are busy coming and going. But we're seeing over 20 people each Thursday night coming together for a meal, sitting around a table, talking about life. And how love applied to life makes life better. So if you haven't been, and if you're interested in coming on a Thursday night, it's 6:30 for a meal, not this coming week. Everybody kind of looked around, and I suggested the idea. I'm not the only one who had it, though. February 14th, Valentine's Day, huh? Love works. Why don't you go prove it in your corner of the world, and we'll come back the week after on the 21st, you know? But that's what's going on. Jesus says it's a good idea. Love one for another. And now, this is the sermon. I beg you to listen to me patiently. That's how I want to open